All right, everyone. What a very special guest. And when I say special, I mean my friend. I have one of my best friends ever on the show. If you've been a fan or a listener or a viewer of Heal Thyself for quite a while, you might have seen Dr. Saman Faramarzi on the show. And we went into the details of gut health, the microbiome. We talked about antibiotics. We talked about if you ain't pooping, what's going on in your body. We talked about all the digestive stuff. But since she's been on the show, she's been on this incredible journey, much like mine, in the alignment of what's happening actually deeper than the gut health, what's happening deeper than the microbiome. And that brings us to some very important points that I want to talk about today. And it's the conversation that we're going to have that relates to all of us. And it's behind the energetics of us as human beings, the energy that animates us and the energy that dictates whether or not you are healthy in your body or you are feeling sick. So today we're going to go into the beautiful world of Chinese energetic medicine in the form of Qigong. Sam has been deeply in this practice and there's so many bits of wisdom. And you know what? There's some of it that you're going to take and put into your day is going to change your life. Welcome to the show, Doc.
Hi, so good to see you.
Yeah, you know, look, we've done so many shows together.
Yes.
It's funny because we talk on the phone every day. But now this is very professional. We're sitting here, two professional doctors over here. But God, like, I love that you really wanted to do right by this whole field of Chinese energetic medicine and come so prepared and really give this audience some of these beautiful gems within this. And when I talk about Chinese energetic medicine, and I've talked about emotions, you know that. Yeah. And the audience, you all know that I talk about emotions. And I have a deep reverence for Chinese medicine. Why? Because they were onto something. Yeah. They were onto something way before conventional medicine was. And some of the things that they said over 2,000 years ago have been incredible when it comes to emotions and energetics in the body. So when you jumped into this world, what were some of the things energetically, emotionally, that really stuck out for you in the beginning?
Well, thank you for having me. And I'm so excited to do this conversation with you. And it's just such a big responsibility, right? Where you want to convey the message. And for me, I'm honored to be here to discuss this with you today. So when I started doing this practice, it was about 2012, I would say. 2012, 2013. I was still living in Seattle. I was in naturopathic medical school, and my mentor, who I talk about all the time, he was like, we got it. You know, he taught me how to meditate, and he's like, you got to start doing this thing called Qigong. And I was like, what is that? Like, he's always introducing me to different things. So we got this DVD by Dr. Jerry Allen Johnson, who is my teacher now in the PhD program I'm in and in the doctorate program I'm in. And so I started noticing how stagnant energy that I was carrying was influencing everything in my life. And we started doing these movement exercises following the DVD, and it was life-changing. So that's how I started. It was more than 10 years ago. And it was just for my own self, right? For my own practice. And it was just by watching a DVD. And then as I got more into it, Dr. Jerry Allen Johnson actually came out of retirement and he was like, I want to teach this doctorate program one last time. And that's when I was like, this is my opportunity to actually get deeper with this. Mm-hmm. And I was reading this somewhere, I don't know where it was, but it was talking about as you get to know the physical body, your own physical body, you become more familiar with your energetic body. And as you become more familiar with your own energetic body, then you become more familiar with your spirit body. And it's just so beautiful because I've noticed even with my own practice with my patients, as I get to know the physical body or through my education, right, and I work with my patients, I'm like, wait a second, there's this invisible force of energy that is us. Mm-hmm. That we live within, right? And the more I understand that, then I understand the spirit body and how everything is just so connected. And ancient Chinese medicine has been talking about this for thousands of years. And I'm honored to get to know it and practice it for myself with my patients and talk about it.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And do you think that we're going back to that in medicine?
I believe so, at least in my world, right? I think we live in this bubble, right? Where I'm like, in my world, absolutely, yeah. We're going back to that. But then there are some people where I have conversations with them and they're not even aware of that. Mm-hmm. But I think what you and I are surrounded by absolutely, we're going back to that. And I think that's because we're learning that the physical body, it isn't just sustained on its own. Mm-hmm. There is this energetic portion to us. And I think science is advancing more. And now for people that need evidence-based medicine, right? They're like, oh, wait, we can measure our energy body. We can measure energy. We can measure energy centers in the body mm-hmm. and how that impacts our well-being. Mm-hmm. I love Dr. Joe Dispenza for this reason, because he really does the scientific part of it. He marries the mystical side with science and makes it more accessible so people understand what's actually going on.
Yeah, groundbreaking, because maybe 15 years ago, these conversations would come up and they'd be too quantum, too woo-woo, too much to grasp. And for scientific minds, which is half my mind, mm-hmm. or maybe even 40%, for scientific minds, it's like, this is, they don't want to hear it. They go, yeah. Okay, no, not until I see that evidence. But part of me feels that the more we go into the energetic and into the spiritual body, the less that we can hold it and measure it, because it becomes less and less measurable, more esoteric, more ambiguous of a process, especially when we think about like the quantum world and things like that. But when it comes to Chinese energetic medicine, you mentioned about the practice of Qigong. Mm-hmm. And when I first heard it, I thought it was Tai Chi.
Yeah.
But a big difference, but something that is wildly popular and growing in popularity. What is Qigong? And what is the quote unquote goal of Qigong? Just like we have a goal of meditation, goal yeah. of yoga. What is the goal of Qigong?
Yeah. So Qi, by definition, is referring to your life force energy, which isn't it funny in naturopathic medicine? Remember they were talking about life force, the Vs. Mm-hmm. It's an important part that's not addressed typically. So Qi represents life force energy, and Gong is the practice in cultivating that energy. So when you're practicing Qigong, what you're doing is you're really refining your life force energy. And there's different types of Qigong, right? So the one I do in the morning is the five Taoist yin exercises that I do. And that's something we can get into and talk about. But all the different types of practices, their ultimate goal is to create harmony in the energy flow of the body. So just like if you go to an acupuncturist, they'll talk about meridians, right? Which are these energy channels that run through your body. And you have specific points, which is like the core energy centers that run those channels. And they address those to help the energy flow easily. In Qigong, that's what you're really doing without the needles. You're allowing those channels to flow your energy throughout your body. And listen, throughout the day, we accumulate stress, right? In our modern world, there's so much information out there. We're constantly, whether if we're on our phone or at work or with our families, different relationships, we're constantly accumulating these things. And what happens is we have reactions. We all go through betrayal. We all go through shame, guilt, all these different feelings. And if we're not cultivating the right energy or releasing and cleansing our past energies, then it's all adding up. Mm-hmm. And that's when the body kind of creates disease, illnesses, chronic things, acute things. So that's the whole goal. Let's create harmony and get rid of stagnant energy.
And you mentioned that word stagnant just now and early on. When we are stressed, are you saying then the energy becomes stagnant in the body? What stagnates energy throughout the body?
So the way we look at it in, or the way they look at it in traditional Chinese medicine, energetic medicine, is you have these five yin organs that all you're born with these virtues in these organs, right? For example, let's talk about the liver, because anger is a big topic that you talk mm-hmm. about as well, right? So your liver normally would have the virtue of compassion, right? It would have the virtue of love, acceptance, compassion mainly, right? And let's say something happens and our ego mind wants to set boundaries, right? So then the ego comes out, then it's anger to set those boundaries, right? Then that anger is healthy normally if it's being processed at the right amount of time for a short period of time. When it becomes suppressed, then your liver ends up either doing too much or getting depleted, and that creates stagnation around that channel. Mm-hmm. And through the morning exercise that I do, which is the five yin Taoist exercises, it allows the liver to cleanse and get rid of any of that energy that's trapped in there, let's say from the day before that I was angry about a boundary I needed to set, and it allows that energy to flow. So the emotion, the charge of it goes down. And this isn't something you do once and you're okay. It's, we go through experiences every single day.
Yeah.
So that's why daily practice is so important.
So in the way that we can look at it is a daily practice to clear our channels.
Yes.
In our body. So we're not like water that's being stagnant and beginning to grow mold and algae and a bunch of flies on it.
Yes.
We want to move that energy, because if we don't, we get sick.
Exactly.
And this is the energetic philosophy on disease.
Mm-hmm.
So it's funny because we in medicine look at the downstream manifestation of something that's been happening for years.
Yep.
So what other organs are in the body that Chinese energetic medicine considers?
Yeah, so let's talk about the five yin organs that work together. And together, they're in harmony if all of them are balanced. If one thing's out of balance, everything's out of balance, right? So we look at the heart, we look at the liver, spleen, kidneys, and the lungs. And each of them carries different virtues, but also different emotions that the ego addresses, right? Do you want me to go into those for you?
Yeah, I would like to know. And what do you mean by virtues? Is it like when it's healthy, you're embodying that part of the organ?
Exactly. So we're all born with a clean slate, right? We're all born before we have this ego formation to puts us in the survival mode and kind of protection mode. We all experience things like love, compassion, integrity, trust. And then one thing happens and all of a sudden we learn from our parents, from society, we learn how to protect ourselves. And it becomes toxic sometimes, right? If you're in that state for too long. And if it's not long-term, then it's good. It's like you're learning how to be in a healthy state of, hey, I'm protecting myself. Mm. My intuition's telling me when fear comes up, something's off, right? So let's talk about it. So the virtues, we'll start with the heart.
Let me chat to you about something very crucial. This is omegas, omega-3s in particular. Now, I'm all about keeping things clean and pure. You know that. When it comes to food on my plate and the supplements in my cabinet, and when it comes to omega-3s, you have to understand Peori's O3 Ultra Pure Fish Oil is my go-to choice. Not all fish oils are created equal. This is probably in the supplement industry having the most variation in purity. Right? Why do we need omega-3s? Well, it's for your brain, for your heart, for your eyes, but it's for inflammation too. But why Peori? Because of quality and transparency. Every single batch undergoes rigorous testing for over 200 contaminants, 200. And you yourself can check out the results. Yeah, they have a QR code. Shout out to Peori. You know, really you're empowering us to check in what we have, where you could scan the QR code and see what's going on with the bottle that you have in front of you. Peori's O3 Ultra Pure Fish Oil delivers a potent dose of EPA and DHA at a therapeutic value. A lot of fish oils out there don't even have EPA and DHA omegas at a therapeutic value. Peori is offering 20% off of their O3 Ultra Pure Fish Oil and all of their fantastic products to you, the Heal Thyself listener. Go to their website. I promise you that you can close your eyes and just trust that this company got your back, because they do. And that's 20% off of all products already on top of the already discounted subscription price. That is PURI.com/DRG. And the code is DRG to get your discount for Peori, the best omegas and one of the best companies for all the products out there. Check it out.
The heart, the virtues are love. Right? Love and its inner peace, that inner knowing, inner peace that you're okay, right? But if it becomes out of balance, the emotion that's related to it is emotion of anxiety, too much excitement. Listen, you know me, I'm an excited person. Like I get, but it's more like a joy excitement. Like I'm full of joy when I even hang out with my dog, right? Yeah. It's not like, wah, I'm putting this much energy out of excitement, because that could even be too much.
Yeah.
It's costing you too much energy. Mm-hmm. So that's the heart. Then the liver. The liver, virtue of it is compassion. And when the ego sets in, then it's anger.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, with anger, as you know, we talk about this all the time. Anger is the first thing that comes out when you're trying to set a boundary. And if someone, let's say they have a history of their boundaries being crossed, and they store that emotion of, wow, I got betrayed and this happened and that happened. And now that memory is stored And what happens is the first thing that comes out is immense amount of anger to set another boundary. Mm-hmm. But if they were able to process that original core memory of betrayal or something that hurt them, if they were able to process that in a healthy way and that emotion wasn't built up, then insane amount of anger wouldn't come out of a small thing where they need to set a boundary. Boundaries are healthy, right? And then we have the lungs, which the lungs are about integrity. That's the virtue of the lungs. And if you have suppressed emotion, the suppressed emotion is grief and sadness. And that's something that we all deal with, right? Again, sadness, grief, there's loss. And I've dealt with grief. You have dealt with grief. All of us, the listeners, have dealt with grief. But if it's prolonged grief where we have these stories where they feed into it, then again, then the liver kicks in and all these organs work in together, right? To protect the lungs, to hold on to that story. So that's that. And then we have the spleen. The spleen virtue is honesty, acceptance, truthfulness. And when the spleen energy is out of balance, there's a lot of worry. Constant worry. And that's something that's big in my culture. Everyone's always worried. It's like worried about the next thing that's going to go wrong. And when that energy is depleted, then everything else is going to be out of balance as well. And then last but not least, the kidneys. The kidneys are related to that inner wisdom, that knowing that we have. And if that's out of balance, then there's fear, which is the opposite of, you know, when your intuition. Fear, right? Sometimes intuitively we're like, wait a second. Something's telling me something's wrong here. And that's normal, right? That's protective. But if we're in a constant state of fear, then we're constantly draining our energy. Then that vital force gets depleted and it creates immune system imbalances. It creates chronic illnesses.
Yeah.
And that's all the organs.
I think of like a scared kid or a scared animal, and they pee when they're scared, right? Right, the kidney, right? We think about that movement of energy as urine out of the body. You know, it's like if you think about things intuitively,
yeah,
we overcomplicate it. If we go back to thinking intuitive, what is the body actually saying?
Yes,
like just feel into it. And I would completely agree, at least in my experience, not being trained in Chinese energetic medicine, but in the emotional healing arts, I absolutely always see anger somewhere on the upper left quadrant of the belly. Mm-hmm. And then I'll see worry on the upper right near the spleen, stomach spleen area, right? Mm-hmm. And then fear usually right in the kidneys, all definitely the lungs. We see so much asthma in people who are holding in so much grief.
Yeah.
And this phlegm, they're just like, ugh. And you know, I was working with this man and he had so much repressed grief because of his mother's death. And when he didn't come in with all this mucus, but through the process, he was like bubbling. He was almost drowning in his own mucus through the process because his lung was just processing all this sadness. So that's why I have a deep reverence, because Chinese medicine has had a hold of this thousands and thousands of years already. Okay, so now we have an idea. And you mentioned that they all play together like a band.
Yeah.
So if one is off, they're off.
Yeah.
So what happens if, like, let's say the spleen is off? Do the other organs compensate, and do they compensate what with more emotion or more virtue or more energy flowing or disease? Like, how does a compensation, how do we know that there's an organ that's off?
Yeah. So there's different ways you go about it, right? So sometimes each organ controls another organ, right? And also each organ kind of creates other imbalances in other organs as well. So let's say someone perceives an invasion of their boundary, right? The first organ that responds is the liver. The liver then ends up stimulating the heart to release all the long-term memories, because that's where we store our long-term memories. It's in the heart. And the kidneys store our short-term memories. So then liver qi triggers the energy of the heart. And then, because also when things get triggered, there is also fear that comes up because all of a sudden we're like, wait a second, I'm not safe, right? So then the fear comes from the kidneys. And then physiologically, if you think about it from a naturopathic perspective too, right? Your adrenals are there, fight or flight,
yeah,
right? So then it's either fight, flight, or freeze. Mm-hmm. So the kidneys play a huge role. And like we talked about, the kid that gets scared and all of a sudden pees, yeah. right? You're dropping all your kidney energy. So there goes three of those organs dropping their energy, right? And that's kidneys, heart, and liver, just by setting a boundary.
Wow. Because I think about to myself, like if someone crosses your boundary or you want to express anger or something, mm-hmm. your stomach tightens up, mm-hmm. right? Like that whole band around the liver tightens yeah. up. Your heart starts beating, right? And then your adrenals go off.
Yeah.
Sometimes at the same time, right? It's all just like within milliseconds of each other. But it's a whole, it's sort of revolutionary to think that the body's its own holistic process in medicine right now. I mean, we've been on it for a while, but if I had a gastro here, mm-hmm. if I had a urologist and I had a cardiologist, if we locked them in a room for 72 hours, maybe they'll come to the same conclusion that, oh my God, well, actually, this does actually, there is a connection between all of us. But we use these microscopes and magnifying glasses just to look at what's happening in the heart when there's anger. Oh, what's happening, not even anger, what in the world, right? Or like in the body. So it's kind of crazy that, and by crazy, I mean like ancient and revolutionary at the same time, to think about it holistically.
Yeah.
So then does that mean if I work on my heart mm-hmm. and really, I know that that one's off. Does it stand to believe that everything will go back in harmony then? If you like adding green powders to your day, I'm gonna tell you the best one out there. You know, for a while I worked with another green powder company, but it got way too expensive and I want to make it affordable. Big bang for buck. And guess what? Best bang for buck green powder out there is the new Zest Good Green Vitality. And it's revolutionized the approach to just nutrition, right? Whole body wellness. It's a supplement. Right? It's a powder, but it's a supplement because it's got vitamins, minerals, superfoods in one scoop. You're getting all the good stuff that is designed to help you bridge what our bodies need, right? Getting that complete comprehensive nourishment early on in your day. I take it every single morning. I put it in water. I don't need to mix it with anything else because it tastes good. It's fine. It's good to go. I even mix it up with a spoon when I'm on the go. I don't even blend it. And I take it in every day. And I'm getting all the vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants set up for my day, especially when I'm on the go, especially when I'm traveling. Imagine simplifying your supplement routine and replacing the 100 bottles that so many of us are used to taking, and you just have one drink, right? And that's the convenience of Good Green Vitality. And it doesn't compromise any quality or nutritional integrity. I've integrated this every single day. I feel a difference in my energy. I know when I'm traveling and I'm not eating consistently healthy, it's keeping my immune system strong from getting sick. It's more than just a supplement. It's a commitment to your health. It's something that you're pulling out of your cabinet, you're putting it on the pantry, and you're going, I'm today going to take care of myself. It's a statement, and it's a great one because it's such a fantastic formula. I highly recommend embracing this path to vitality. Try New Zest today. It's the best green powder out there. You can get 20% off of all New Zest products. They have fantastic protein as well. Using the code DRG at checkout, head to newzest-usa.com/DRG to learn more and start your journey towards whole body wellness. And that is newzest, newzest-usa.com/DRG and use that code DRG for 20% off.
Yeah, but it's not just the heart, right? If it, let's say it starts with a boundary issue, then it's the liver that you start with, right? And mm-hmm. if you start working on that, but also those suppressed emotions that have been stored in the body, mm-hmm. those are, I think, where we start. Because mm-hmm. the whole thing is, the rest of it is just symptoms. It's just the symphony that's playing together to create these symptoms that we're experiencing. And a lot of times we want to alleviate these symptoms, but really it's the root of the problem of mm-hmm. these stored memories that we have stored in our bodies. And unless we go back and kind of resolve that and understand where that's coming from, where we're still holding tension, then everything else is just a symptom that's showing up.
Yeah. Downstream. So in Chinese energetic medicine, they said the memories in the kidney, the long-term memories in the kidney.
Long-term is in the heart and short-term is in the kidneys. Mm-hmm. So remember, like, you know, when like people start getting depleted, if they're tired, if they're feeling tired, all of a sudden your short-term memory, you're like, wait a second, did I just wash my face in the shower? Yeah. Has that ever happened to you where you're like,
for sure.
I'm like tired. I've been worrying too much. Like everything's out of balance. And all of a sudden I'm like, I don't even know if I just washed my hair. Mm-hmm. Like just the most simple things that you can't remember. It's just, I'm kidney chi deficient, right? Because I've spent too much energy doing other things, worrying or being angry or thinking about what happened when I was 10.
The depletion is there. So your short-term
Exactly.
And it makes sense because like we feel the pain. See, emotional release work that I do pretty much always comes back to the heart.
Yeah.
Because if someone can't get in their heart, it's going to be very difficult to release emotions. Mm-hmm. But oftentimes, the heart is that entryway to all those release emotions repressed in the body. Mm-hmm. Those are all long-term memories.
Yeah.
And if we think about it, it's like if we have a partner and we have a breakup, we feel it in our heart. But it's because that partner, that whole experience mimics another experience, which mimics another one, which probably mimics something that happened when you with your relationship with your mom or your dad or something. But that pain memory is in the heart. So it's so important to value, okay, how can I heal this connection to my heart, at least from my side? Does Chinese medicine play a lot of, or actually put the heart work on a pedestal at all? Or is it just all the organs that we're working on at the same time?
That just gave me chills when you were explaining it that way, because it makes so much sense. It makes so much sense what you said because of those stored, the long-term memories in the heart. Mm-hmm. Chinese medicine doesn't put any of the organs above another. Mm-hmm. It kind of just thinks they're all in harmony. And that's the main goal, is to get them all in harmony. Because if you emphasize one or the other, doesn't really matter, right? Yeah. But it does emphasize that the liver is the first thing to kind of act out.
The liver
is always the one that acts out because of that protective mechanism. But again, if you think about, like, I'm trying to put your perspective of the emotional release work, which is so powerful. Mm. It is because all those stored emotions, the long-term things are in the heart. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, which is, I wanted to do this exercise with you later on, which is called beating the bag, where we're working on releasing anger, but we're making a sound that's connected to the heart. The heart sound, because Qigong, you know, uses visualization, also sounds, colors, all these things. So it's taking me to that place of, wow, even when we're working on the liver, we're making the sound that's related to the heart, because we are letting go of these old memories that we have. And it was crazy. I was just, as you know, in one of my classes a couple of weeks ago, where we were doing emotional alchemy and psychology related to traditional energetic Chinese medicine. And we were doing this beating the bag exercise. And first we started by saying, as we're beating this bag, literally that's what you're doing, mm-hmm. and visualizing a certain movement that we'll do together. But we were saying this word, ha. And, you know, I was getting charged up. I was like, oh, this feels really good. And then we started saying no. And as we started saying no, I started getting these visions of when I was 7 and the emotion of me setting a certain or the anger that was within me when my dad passed away. Mm. And I, before this couple of weekends ago, I was like, oh, I'm totally fine. I, you know, I've dealt with this. I've done layers of work related to this. And I just started breaking down. I was like, oh my goodness. I was fucking angry.
Yeah.
I was angry when this happened. And I was like, no, I don't want this taken away from me. Mm. And it brought up a memory from when I was 7. Mm. And I just broke down and I let it go. And it was so beautiful. Mm. And I was like, oh, thank God. Like, thank you. I get to do this now. I get to release this. And even if a part of my heart got healed in that moment, I was so grateful.
Yeah. And that brings, thanks for sharing that, Sam. That brings the conversation of sound.
Yeah.
Of sound with, because I find that it's near impossible to release any emotion if you don't make the resonant sound.
Yep.
So ha into no, just opening the voice, move that energy.
Mm-hmm.
Are there different sounds for different parts of the body in Chinese medicine?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. When we're purging each organ, there are different sounds that when you're working with a Qigong master, a Chinese energetic medicine practitioner, let's say they do work on you and they're like, wait a second, we need to purge your liver. Mm. They'll show you exercises you do and sounds you need to make for each organ as you're purging them through your exercises.
So for the listeners who can't, they're not watching on YouTube or actually shout out to Spotify. They actually have video now too. If you don't know that, go check it out. how would you describe this anger movement? Like, let's say I came home and I had the worst day. Everyone tried to cross my boundaries. I didn't speak up for myself when I should have. And then you know, I ordered a smoothie at Air One and they messed up the whole order and I still didn't say anything for myself. I'm like, oh, well, I'll just take it. But I was mad.
Okay.
And I come home and I want to use this technique, this really powerful technique. How would I release all that emotional charge that is like has my belly just stuck and like I'm frozen and my throat is tight and I feel my heart beating and my face is red all day?
Yeah. So there's a few things that go into it. Should we get into it
right now?
Okay.
I'm so happy to be working with a company that is taking the lead on oral health. I love oral health. I went to dental school, you know that. And I talk about gums and the effect of our full body wellness as a mirror for more oral health. Now, you know, when it comes to overall health, little daily habits make a huge difference. It's a little bit every single day. But when it comes to flossing, it seems like such a minor thing, right? You take good care of your teeth and gums and do way more to prevent cavities and bad breath. But flossing is so important. Now, emerging research on flossing actually shows that it's supporting whole body health and may even prevent cognitive decline. I bet you didn't know that, right? So what I'm so pumped to tell you about is that there's this awesome new company called Slate, and they have a game-changing 3-in-1 electric flosser that I just started using last week, and I haven't put it down. I've already recommended it to some of my friends. And it's the only product out there that actually flosses your teeth, massages your gums, and scrapes your tongue to remove bacteria and promote fresher breath. And unlike regular floss picks that you jam into your mouth, a lot of you out there use that, this electric flosser does all of the work with 12,000 sonic vibrations per minute. It is working between your teeth. And the innovative gum sweeps give your gums a gentle massage, increasing circulation. That's the name of the game, more blood, right? And let's not forget the built-in tongue scraper that helps zap the bad breath. And I love tongue scraping. It is the number one thing for bad breath. Shout out to tongue scraping. But yeah, ever since using Slate, it's been much more convenient and consistent in flossing. It's super easy to use. It's become a mindless, healthy habit. But when I say healthy, it's really healthy. It's full body health. And what sold me was their commitment to sustainability. So instead of all those disposable floss picks that clog up landfills, their reusable heads can be refreshed monthly and saves over 700 picks of trash per year. Slate is the future of floss. Its mission to empower people from all walks of life. They're innovative and I love Slate. So start one of your easiest and healthiest daily habits with the Slate Electric Flosser. Go to slateflosser.com and use the code DRG to get 10% off of your very own flosser. That's 10% off of your easy to use Slate Electric Flosser at slateflosser, slateflosser.com. And the code is DRG. Thank you, Slate.
So what I tell people to do, and of course you need a safe space to do this. You don't want to do this in front of like around people because you're purging energy as well, right? So like don't do it in the middle. Yeah. So don't do it in the middle of your living room. Do it someplace where you could actually release. Like if you have a garage, go in the garage. And so you could fully release, not half-assing it. So what I have people do is grab a pillow, put a pillowcase on it, tape it up. And you could either do this with your hands, or in traditional Chinese medicine, we use these wooden dowels that are about 3 feet tall and about an inch thick. And you could hit with those dowels on the pillows. Or if you don't have that, just use the palm of your hands, right, to hit the pillow. And what you want is for the pillow to be about your hip width, or not hip width, but hip height.
Yeah.
So have it in front of you.
You're on your knees already, or you're sitting
down? You do it
down?
Standing up.
Oh, you're standing.
You're standing up.
Okay, so it's on a bed, hip height.
Exactly. Okay. On a bed or a chair. Again, somewhere safe where you can do this for like 10 minutes without being interrupted, because your whole purpose is to release this, right? And use a pillow that you're not going to sleep on, because energy gets transferred to things, right?
Yeah, true.
So that pillow, that's the only purpose of it. You're only using it for this. Don't put your head on it at night.
Yeah, you ain't gonna sleep with that.
Yeah, you're
that's
not.
The demonic energy coming out of there. You ain't sleeping.
All your suppressed emotions are gonna haunt you.
That you ain't sleeping on that one. Okay, so what else?
So then you start hitting it, and what you want to imagine is the energy of your liver coming from the back of your body, up your shoulders and out your hands, right? Out your arms, coming out into the pillow. The imagination and visualization part is really important in this because you don't want to just hit without knowing what you're doing. You could just go play baseball, yeah, right? Yeah, for sure. But so you want to imagine this leaving, and every time you inhale, as you bring the energy up your back, down your, and as you exhale, you hit the pillow and you say, ha, ha, and you do it loud, right? Loud, loud, louder. And after you do that, let's say for 3 minutes, 4 minutes, then switch to saying no every time you hit the pillow and see what comes up for you. I would do this when I feel completely safe, where I trust these things to come up. If I'm having a patient do this, I'm not doing it when they're not ready to face certain things that happened when they were younger. Yeah. So we have a lot of conversations around this. So this is for people who are like, wait, I wanna allow these things to come up. I wanna let them go. Because there's different exercises that are a little milder. But I think this is why we're here. Yeah. We're here to evolve. We're here to process these things, and our experiences are only there to help us evolve. So yeah, so I would say do it in a safe space. Do it in a place, have a journal on hand so you could journal about the things that come up. If you have a therapist, you know, let them know this is something you're going to practice and process those things that come up. Support while you're letting go of these old emotions is so important. Yeah. So, so important. As you know, when you do your emotional release work with patients, a big part of it is you supporting them and processing these things that come up. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's one of them, one of the things that we do.
I love this one because it's funny because what I intuitively created for my anger release is the same thing, visualizing energy coming up from the root all the way up out of the mouth. But I love up the spine and out of the hands. But I always say, out of the mouth and down the arms into your fists. But I say do it with a closed fist. But it's like there's this overlap because it's essentially the same thing.
Yes.
You can't just have a tight-lipped mouth hitting a pillow.
Yeah.
You need that expression of sound. And I love the part no, because how many of you, viewers and listeners, are comfortable in saying no? Because a lot of us are very uncomfortable saying no. And if you're a people pleaser, you better believe you're repressing some anger. That's a yes, 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 yes. But the truth of the matter is how does it feel to say a no? And then saying a no if you're hitting a pillow. And then saying a no as you feel that energy moving up your spine, down your hands. No, no. And then it's so funny because the potency of a word can trigger memories in the heart, can trigger short-term memories in the kidney, as you say. And then that energy goes, oh, yeah, we're ready to go. Let's get out of here. Because the body knows how to heal. We're just giving it the space to do so. So I love that anger exercise. Yeah. What about for the people who go, let's say there's a lot of people who go, I can't release my sadness. Typically speaking, fellas out there, you know, I haven't cried in 10 years. You know, this was my story when my mom passed. I didn't cry for like 5-6 years.
Yeah.
If I came to you 5-6 years ago and say, hey, Sam, I don't know. I just can't cry. I'm not even sad. I don't even feel sad. I'm kind of numb. How do we work with those people from the Chinese energetic medicine perspective?
There's a thing called dry crying. And this is one of my favorites. As you know, I love crying. So I'm a big crier, and I still love the dry crying exercise. So this one, it's a standing meditation again, right? So you're standing, your feet are planted about hip width apart. And what you're doing, and this is only for people that have a healthy spine, healthy neck. So if you've hurt your back, you want to do it seated, and we can talk about that after. But what you want to do is you're bending your spine back and you're elongating your neck, and your mouth is wide open, and you're breathing through your mouth, inhaling and exhaling. You're also rotating your shoulders back, turning your wrist out, and you're just inhaling and exhaling, releasing the psoas muscle by this movement, which stores a lot of emotions as well, right? A lot of feelings. And as you do this, you naturally start shaking, and then you turn, you roll your spine backwards. So you bend down, touch the floor, and imagine any sadness, any grief, any of those emotions that are stored in the lungs, leaving from your lungs, down your arms, and going into the earth to get recycled, right? So doing that exercise, I've seen so many male patients just break down and finally start crying and releasing those emotions that they've held on to. Or some people will start coughing because they're not ready to cry yet.
Yeah, I see that too.
And do you see that when you're releasing grief?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. There's people coughing there and it's like, I'm like, oh, there's something happening.
Yeah, and you want to do this for about 10 to 15 minutes, just repetitively, you know, cycles of bending backwards, releasing, and breathing, doing like 5 to 10
mouth breaths.
Mouth, and with your mouth open.
Deep mouth breaths? Yeah, like. Mouth open? Ah, okay. Yeah.
Like that.
Now, is there anything under my back, like a pillow when I'm arched? Mm-mm. Okay, so I'm just arching my back, kind of not like a bridge pose, not as dramatic.
Not as dramatic.
But my back is sort of in a little crescent bridge.
Exactly.
Type thing.
Okay. Exactly. Gotcha. And again, only do this if you don't have back problems, because you don't want to hurt your back, right? If you have neck issues or back spine issues, this is not the exercise for you.
It's not the exercise for you. No. Okay, so we're doing that. We're breathing for how long?
And your arms are.
Our arms are out, palm up. And how long am I breathing for?
I would say a few breaths until you start shaking, because you will. We'll go do this outside afterwards.
Okay.
So you
get
a good
video. Okay.
Yes.
And then I come down.
And then you bend back. Yeah. Forward.
Like child's pose, kind of.
But you're not on the floor, so your legs are still up. You're standing, but it's like a fold. I'm not a yoga person.
Oh, this whole thing's standing.
This whole thing is standing. You're not laying down, and you're just putting your hands on the floor.
Oh,
it's
shoot.
So hard to describe it.
Yeah, you're folding. You're folding.
Yeah, like
down.
A forward fold.
Oh, okay, I didn't know.
And
that.
Your hands are planted on the floor now, forward. And then you're imagining, you're visualizing the grief or any stagnant energy leaving your lungs, coming down your arms, coming out of your hands, and going into the earth.
Ah, so it's like a standing back bend. It's like a standing opening.
Back bend and then forward bend.
Oh, I thought I was
bend.
Laying down. Okay, then I'm going all the way down. Kind of like a wet towel.
I don't know what towel is.
Yeah, kind of like splitting, you know, like a little.
Okay.
Folding down.
All right.
Ready to be wrenched in emotions.
I love that.
You know? Wow. So the beauty of manipulating the body in such ways that are conducive to moving these emotions.
Yes.
It's such an incredible practice.
It's so cool. And listen, the morning practice that I was talking about that has three parts to it, where you cleanse and then you cultivate the energy for each of these organs and then you refine your practice. It's like a 35 to 40 minute practice, 35 minutes to 40 minutes in the morning. That for me gets me so grounded. I feel like I'm starting the day charged up. So then these exercises are on top of that, right? Mm. Where it's like if you're doing your daily exercise, then it's kind of like you're tuned up for the day.
Yeah.
You're in harmony. Yeah. And that's the whole goal, is to have really high quality of life, have all your organs be in harmony with each other, and just thrive.
And just thrive.
Yeah.
How about, is there anything in Chinese energetic medicine about womb? The power of the womb, the energy of the womb. Is there any sexuality pieces that are in there? Is that talked about?
I'm sure there is, and I'm in the process of learning everything. Mm-hmm. The one thing that I've noticed with from where I stand today, right? Because my knowledge is expanding every day. So from where I am today, in Chinese energetic medicine, they focus a lot on your lower dantian. This is where we create and cultivate and store all of our energy.
Under our belly.
And it's in the lower part of the belly, and it's where the womb is. So that's the relationship. This is your powerhouse, right? So a lot of people that talk about womb healing, letting go of things in the womb, that's where I see the correlation. And there was a book that I read. It's called Womb Awakening. And that was the first book where I was like, oh my God, it's talking so much about the lower dantian related to womb, for men, for women, right? Where our powerhouse of the body is.
Yeah.
So that's the only part that I can speak of. I'm sure there's so much information about this that I'm just not aware of right now.
Yeah.
Fourth podcast recording. We'll talk
about
that.
Fourth podcast. I believe that, because oftentimes when I see I work with a lot of women. Mm-hmm. And especially when I was doing a lot of the one-on-ones, I would see a lot of women be disconnected from two things. Most women would come in connected to their grief.
Yeah.
And they can cry mm-hmm. whenever. But they'd be disconnected from anger, and they'd be disconnected from their sexuality.
Yeah.
Hand in hand with their feminine expression. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, what is their true expression of the feminine unique to their fingerprint? And usually the anger would be expressed first, and then whatever is in the womb would be expressed after, maybe in one session, maybe sessions down the road. But when that womb is expressed, there's a very palpable change in confidence. Yeah. What I see is the next visit, the woman walk in and I go, whoa, she's so confident. She's dressing different. Mm-hmm. She's sitting different. She's talking about how she cleared these things with her husband. She's talking about, I'm going into this work now. I decided. It's a shift, and it's when the womb healing. That's why I always say womb healing is so deep for women.
Yeah.
And simultaneously, they're also in their embodied sexuality mm-hmm. because they're not afraid to come into terms that they are sexual beings without the societal stipulations, parental, the things that we see in the media that tell you how to be. So it's so potent. The energy in that Dantian.
Yes.
As you guys say, it's actually one of the most potent healing energies that I've seen in humans. Same with men. When that energy is released in a man, there's a new level of masculine health. Mm-hmm. It's just different. You know, sometimes the men are like, they're sort of like not confident in their own body, or like, mm-hmm. you just don't feel like, hey, I'm not going to follow you if we're going to war.
Uh-uh.
And then when that's released, it's a different energy. The man's like, even though he's the same guy, the energy's different.
Yep.
And it's all because it's like that root healing that we need. It's so deep.
Exactly. No, it's so powerful. I completely agree with you. And that's the funny thing. It's like a lot of men are like, oh, I don't have a womb. Like they're not even connected to that. It's like women, they get it. It's like, oh, this is where I grow a baby. And mm-hmm. this is where life gets produced, right? So they get their creativity is stored here. All the things you were talking about. But yeah, that lower Dantian, if a man is connected to that area, he's a powerful man.
Shout out. You are in your war hero, tribal hero, man. I'm telling you, you better watch out. Fellas, you activate that. You walk down the street and you're a single guy. I'm telling you. Nobody want to. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I love that. Okay. Beautiful. And thank you. Look, I love your transformation. You know, we don't have to talk about gut health because we already talked about gut health.
Yeah.
And we've spoken so much about it. But when you hit this frontier, you go, there's more.
Yeah.
There's a lot more. And I want to explore that lot more. What's that lot more? And oftentimes it leads everyone to the same place. Hey, we have an energetic body. Mm-hmm. And when we're aligned with that energetic body, it's opening the space for deeper healing and us to connect to our spiritual selves. And that's really the epitome. If you have a deep connection with your spiritual body, source, connection to source, then like you're healthy. Like what else do you need? You're healthy and happy, and you've broken that generational stuff, and you're raising children who are embodied and who they're supposed to be in this world. What does it feel like to have a connection to spirit? How do we know that we're doing good? We're on the right path?
You're asking me?
Yes.
Ooh. You know, for me, when I'm at peace, for me, when I'm at a place of just trusting and knowing that it's not like, oh, believing that everything's working. It's like knowing. This knowing that everything is already taken care of. This knowing that my body knows what it's doing. This knowing that this uncomfortable thing that's coming up is for my benefit, right? It's like this inner knowing and inner peace, like we talked about with your heart. It's when I have compassion for what's going on around me. It's when I have peace, when I'm not worried, when I have acceptance. All that to me feels like I'm living at my highest potential. And it feels like that's what I aim for every day. And listen, do I achieve that every day? No. Mm. Right? There are days where I feel a little off track, but I think it's all about how quickly does it take for me to come back to that balance, that place. It's how quickly do I realize, oh, I have all these tools. I get to breathe through this. I get to meditate through it. I get to journal through it. I get to use this experience for my greatest good. I get to talk about it with my friends and help each other evolve, right? So to me, that's the biggest part of my evolution is how do I react? How do I show up to these things that happen in my life? And on those days where I'm like, oh, I got this, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm living from that space, it's heaven on earth for me. It mm-hmm. is, it's everything to me. Mm-hmm. It doesn't even matter. Nothing else matters. It's like, oh, everything is fine.
Yeah, I know that feeling. It's the most beautiful feeling. The viewers and listeners out there, is that accessible or do they have to go 10 years on a mountain to get that?
It's accessible. Yeah. It's accessible to all of us, right? It's following this. For me, it's been a journey, right? But I never left to go live on a mountain somewhere. And it's actually like when you're living in society and you get to practice every single day, that's a deep practice, in my opinion, right? But it's choosing what path you want to walk in life. Do mm-hmm. you want to get distracted by the things that are just going on the surface, the little dramas of life, right? Or do you really want to get to know yourself? Do you want to understand your mission as a soul on this planet? What are you here to do, right? Like it's within you, you know it already. It's nothing out there. No one else is going to tell you, you know, it's something that you just have to sit with yourself and it'll come to you. Yeah. And that's all, in my opinion, this is what we're here for, mm-hmm. is to evolve and to grow. And I think as a soul, we've all chosen the path we've chosen for this lifetime.
Mm-hmm. And what a travesty if we just ignore it with these dramas and distractions of life, the things we get so caught up in. Tell me about what's going on in this other person's life. And we connect so deeply to things that are disconnected from us. Mm-hmm. When in reality, you just said, if you're with yourself, which is often difficult for a lot of people, mm-hmm. when you're with yourself and you have the want to get to know, who am I? Why am I here? The act of just having that thought is already creating that experience and answers for you. Yeah. Just the awareness and questioning, who am I and why am I here and what can I serve to humanity, is already creating that reality for you. The more you ask it, the more those answers come. So just trust how powerful you all are as energetic beings who can absolutely create this reality that you want to experience. I've seen it with you. I've seen it with my friends. I've seen it with myself. I've seen it with my family. Yeah. And this is what we do on this podcast, empower you all with embodied experts like Dr. Sam, my dear friend for many years now. A lot of you don't know, this was my first friend in Los Angeles. I had no friends. It was just me and her. And now we got a whole community of people that we love dearly. And I love you, Sam. Thank you so much for coming on the show, giving us your valuable expertise, the wisdom, the body's harmony. That's such new concepts, but like really empowering us that it's within arm's reach. We don't have to go on a mountain, and that's the most important part. We don't want to feel lost. Where do we go? What do we do? What do I have to pay for? What do I have to go over here to this part of town in this country? It's us, and you know, you embody that so well. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Dr. Sam.
Thank you so much for having me, and it's been just an honor to watch your growth, mm-hmm. and we always cry about this together, of how you have evolved and how you've become the man you are today, mm-hmm. and everything, right? Like when I met you in LA, it was before your podcast even launched, and all the dreams and everything you've embodied in your life, I'm just so proud of, and I'm so honored to call you a friend, mm-hmm. and to be able to be on this journey with you. Thank you for having me.
Shout out, Dr. Sam. Thank you so much.